Thank you and good morning. The state of Oregon is currently accepting applications from residents interested in taking part in a long-term study that will charge drivers 1.5 cents for every mile they drive as a potential replacement for gasoline taxes paid at the pump. The Oregon program begins on July 1st, and officials in California are looking at a study of their own. The State Transportation Commission will hold a public hearing today to discuss the California Road Charge Program. A 15-member advisory committee will focus on road use charging methods as an alternative to gas taxes. Officials in both California and Oregon have noticed that sales tax revenue from gasoline taxes are diminishing, leaving less money for road maintenance, and that the use of more fuel-efficient or alternative fuel vehicles are one reason. Drivers, no matter the vehicle, still use public roads, and the pay-by-the-mile fee could be one way to make up the difference. The sheriff's office is searching for two suspects who robbed a pizza delivery man on Tuesday afternoon at the Manila Community Center in Manila. The victim told deputies he had driven to the center to deliver a pizza and was confronted by two men who produced a machete and then stole the man's wallet, cell phone, car keys, and threatened to kill him while they forced him to lie on the ground. The suspects, one of whom was later identified as 29-year-old Charles Kesselring of Eureka, then forced the victim to run from the scene, again following him with threats. They then stole the victim's vehicle, but didn't get far. The CHP was called to respond to a report of a single-vehicle collision at Jackson Ranch Road and Samoa Boulevard. Both Kesselring and the second suspect had fled the scene and remain at large. Warrants for their arrest are being sought. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office reports that 37-year-old Hoopah resident William Joseph Jarnigan turned himself in to a detective on Thursday afternoon and was placed under arrest for suspicion of child molestation. Jarnigan was booked for 3 misdemeanor allegations of molestation against a child under the age of 18. Investigators first learned of the allegations on Wednesday, and Jarnigan's bail was set at $375,000. Eureka Police responded to a report that an armed man was causing a disturbance near the intersection of 13th and 7th Streets in Eureka, and then received a report of an attempted armed robbery with a firearm at a liquor store on 5th Street on Thursday morning. Officers contacted the clerk in the store, who said that a man identified as 45-year-old Shannon Lee Stone had walked into the store, pointed a gun at her, and demanded money. The clerk refused, and Stone fled the scene on foot. Officers found Stone in the area around the store and then found a BB gun that was allegedly used in the robbery attempt in some bushes nearby. Stone was arrested and booked into jail on several charges. In Del Norte County, emergency work has begun to repair culverts on Highway 197 just north of Ruby Vandeventer Park, and that work will continue through the summer into September as well. Be prepared for work crews and traffic delays and one-way controlled traffic in Del Norte. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk with CHP Area Commander Adam Yeager, and there's a good chance the talk will turn to traffic safety. And on Thursday's talk shop, Yeager didn't disappoint. The CHP is still in the midst of an investigation into an early morning collision on Highway 101 on Sunday near Herrick Avenue in Eureka that claimed the life of a pedestrian. And it was part of a busy holiday weekend for the local CHP, which arrested 13 drivers on suspicion of DUI. Yeager also talked about changes to speed limits near schools across Humboldt County and the need to pay close attention as we near the end of the school year.
It gets crazy the last 2 weeks of June, and everybody to be patient. I know that we've done that ordinance where the speed limits are going to be lower in a lot of those at 15 mile an hour. Yeah, we want to keep our kids safe in the school zones, and you're going to see a lot of enforcement out there.
Yeager also addressed the increase in focus the CHP has taken to distracted driving, specifically the use of cell phones and other electronic devices by teenage drivers.
I think electronic devices is taken over as the number one issue. Just like we do with the alcohol, with every 15 minutes, we do the teen impact, and the Start Smart covers that. And we have testimonies, and we have videos, and, you know, there's a lot there to show them that our distracted driving citations and enforcement has gone up quite a bit.
Yeager reminded drivers of all ages to slow down and pay attention. It makes the road safer for all of us. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.